баққа қақым күні не жүрнелғаны ұн омық. Stamiritnguk, Kwanikwa Fish Talk, Ayak Nikluni. Welcome everybody, all our listeners in the Kuskokwim and Yukon coastal area. Unnomuk, I got a full house. I got person from the state, I got persons from the reserve. Two interns here at KYUK. I'll have them introduce themselves, starting with you, Tris, and then go around and have the interns introduce themselves, and they can have the mic when they're done.
Okay. Koyana Sam. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Tris Vicente. I work with the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission, and I'm very grateful to be back again today.
Mm-hmm. Chris?
Queen Atu Maclaroda, Christopher Tulikwani, Yukon Delta Nesawala, Frefuzam King Unkata.
Madison?
Good afternoon. This is Madison Hardwood with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. I am the Assistant Area Manager.
Mm-hmm. And the interns?
My name is Deja Jackson. I'm an intern with U.S. Fish and Wildlife as a Refugee Information Technician. Nansap intern.
Waka, winga nangi chungunga, mamdari tlarumyungu. Hello, my name is Kennedy Johnson. I am part of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Refuge Information Technician, Nansap intern.
Okay, winga thu Samuel Berlin, host for the talk show today. Ukukwa ni jumka, those young students out there. If you can go ahead and do the report that you're reporting to our listeners. Great.
By the Federal Subsistence Board, the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge Manager, as in-season manager, hereby announces additional fishing opportunities for federally qualified subsistence users only. In the Kuskokwim River main stem, from the refuge boundary at the mouth of the Kuskokwim River to the Kuskag line, drift or set nets will be allowed effective. July 27, 2025, from 7 a.m. to July 31, 2025, 11:59 p.m. And the second day on August 5, 2025, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., which is a 12-hour opportunity.
Gill nets are restricted to 6-inch or less mesh and cannot exceed 45 mesh in depth and 50 fathoms in length below the Johnson River and 25 fathoms in length above the Johnson River. All fish caught may be kept. The salmon-bearing tributaries and the Aniak box listed in FSA YD-2501 will remain closed to all gill nets. When these harvest opportunities expire, federal public waters of the Kuskokwim River, downstream of the Kalaskag line, and to the mouth of the Kuskokwim River will return to closed to the use of drift gill nets by all users for the protection of all salmon species. Rod and reel fishing from the Kuskokwim River drainage within the refuge boundary, including all tributaries and the Aniak box, will be open on July 27th, starting at 7 a.m. until further notice. Fishing with gill nets above the Kalaskag line remains open until further notice. Details stated in the 2025 second announcement released on June 28th, 2025.
KYUK, line up with 20 phone lines. This is a call-in show for anyone that wants to call in and speak with one of the personnel here. Our lines are 907-543-5985, 907-543-2756, 1-800-995-8954. Email agluji lubukovji radio at kyuk.org. Tauko toilen at atoluki ukatun jamkimum kankankovji hol kakum kunun nijigunil rahtamtun jank bilhinka anrut kankankovji kwani kala agluji biu moji. Chris, akuna akuk reporter hak mumegiskovu.
Yeah, I'm going to call the incision manager to the federal qualified subsistence user on at Tuluni. July 27 7 a.m. 11:59 p.m. Until further notice. Toy, Yeet River, Quick Look, Kizaralik, Tulksak, and Egg River. Tamakutamani, Iki Utuki Rod and Reeling. Toy to Chung Tate, Magutta, Kliksumalukitamaskuta. Incision manager at Tangluguita Plungart Plungart Tatoi, Mioranirut Kingar Lukitoi, Watanta Pitalan Kiki Rusuki, Makuta Kawirilit Mikota, Makutsali, Kaisnayo Katakta Dima. kakkiyat akut kanutiksikka kone sauna kauntak ma kut tsunami juknut kiitlhumkhni mikokhnganatin kiitlhulit ta kanrut kaitamma tamma kut tsiqsigniluki ma kut ta kakkiyatlutsulit tsiqsigluki tsiqsignganatin tsalimai qailin tama yuqsiqat
ulerpag ulerpagimig qakkiyat kautlhit ditat a pia rapia raqat ping 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 yaraqat mai
ya huingatwa ya rodri rodri lachtiqqa staran gillingaqa
ya ama qait mi ama qait qaim kutta qailpat
na miki ketama kutang ta qanut ksulat ki ya nalulaqnik
okay akunatakom ilaqluku ukukka qanlhak unigani akuskokpem paenganik ukuna annartiqtikiilluku tamalkumukku viamkatoruyuqngaluuti atxtaqallerani a 6 cents or less mass a nallunritnaqtujiilluumakut iqqulqutaati a minguqhoyaqluki atupchnik phone number apchnik setnatataqtaqluki a pitsaqart nating atxskataaqwall tamkimuumuk a pinaqlhaam pinqata contactariqngaluuti pinnaaqaatitsi time jali qanrut kinqigaarluku una a ukunun a yuk yuk yaqqaattaqwani qaqquyaalo a kakalas qumaayaqluti niitsugnilqaani numberat ukut ayo qoche khamxtuna ayo qoratuta 9 0 7 5 4 3 5 9 8 5 2 7 5 6 1 8 0 9 9 5 8 9 5 4
Unalu
aku malu ni to one household or one fisherman.
Atau cuma kesuktuman.
Atau cuma kesuktuman. Ya, okay.
Unalu kalau ya sini kam matu menuksut mungkin aku na tengut mi aku ta insis manager. Kuhtun kisikut magta tangluki tai mnaki watu ta kaipil kisikut toni ja hakas siksami wanste mi kuhtun kisikut ta pilki ulitun kaip arn kisikut kisikut ko kaipun pilki kamaknik toga asharni August 17, 2024. Ang wiyak tama recent dalhaw kani restrictions na ta state amtlu gumiklu ko alux klu ko. Tama tumuk sa liumbyong siyak tama nalu na yuti ko kaglu ki kaglu ki kaspil katka. Hong Kong ko daw ko kanhti umiyak hamt kani to ko ugutagom in season manager at Bilke Haluki, Taku Takata Tomitan, Taku Trit Conrad Club.
Ukamikluki, Nitunilan, ja. Goyana Kluji, Goyana Dailuden, Uku Klujali, Goyawi Kluk, Litnaulut Bilrik, in term. Tris, do you have anything to add to what they were reporting?
Yeah, I can share a little bit. Just the rationale or kind of what's behind the decisions that the refuge interns and Chris just shared about. So as people know, we're mostly through the king salmon and chum salmon runs on the Kuskokwim. We're estimating, you know, close to 100% of the run based on, you know, past year's run timing has gone up past Bethel. People up way in the headwaters in Nikolai are, you know, over the past week or two, they've been fishing for their king salmon. So the kings are way up in the headwaters now. And most people that we've heard from are pretty much done fishing for kings, chums, reds. People are moving on to salmon berries now, even blueberries. So with the low pressure on the kings and chums, and just with not a lot of kings and chums left in the river right now in the lower river federal waters, our co-management team decided yesterday to open it up 24/7 drifting starting Sunday the 27th at 7 a.m. until July 31 next Thursday at 11:59 p.m. So people can put a net in the water, same gear restrictions we've had all season. And then it'll close down again August 1 because that's when we think the silver salmon are going to start picking up. So we know silvers are in the river now. Madison could probably share more about this, but as of July 22nd, the sonar has counted a little bit over 32,000 silvers, which is pretty strong for this time of year, but we just don't know what it could look like moving ahead. Like the kings came early this year and then ended up being a little lower than we thought they might be. Same with the chums. So we just want to be precautionary, make sure that we're letting people fish silvers, but also letting some move on to their spawning ground so we can rebuild those runs. So on August 1st, using gill nets in the main stem, federal waters below the Kalskag line will close down again, and there will be an opener on August 5th, like Chris and the interns shared about. So, and like Chris was just sharing about at the end, you know, last year, federal and tribal co-management and restrictions were going on until mid-August or so. It's usually when the midpoint of the silver salmon run has come through and we have a better idea if it'll be a good run and nice and strong, or if it'll be fairly weak like we've seen in recent years. So too soon to say yet what'll happen. Our team is continuing to meet and make sure we're keeping up with the silvers. But as always, we're going to prioritize as much fishing for local rural people as possible. So Goyana for letting me share that.
Yes. Madison, you have numbers for us from the counts?
Yes, I have a bunch of numbers. Okay. So I can start with the sonar because that tends to be a little bit more interesting and is an aggregate of the run. But as of yesterday, the 23rd, we estimate between 97 to 99% complete with the Chinook run. And right now the count is at 118,826 fish. As for sockeye, we estimate with run timing that from we're 94 to 97% done with the run, and they're at 879,525 fish. Again, this is from yesterday's count, and that is an increase from the same time last year. For chum, we're around 83 to 91% complete with the run. Chum's count is at a total of 147,250. And coho, are we're just starting in the run, just like Therese was saying. We're between 1 to 14% through the run, but there is a big jump from the 22nd to the 23rd, and we're at 45,535. And you know, in comparison to other years, that is an increase, but the sonar hasn't maintained operation throughout the coho season. So that data that we're getting now is extremely helpful. So we'll be able to operate the sonar throughout the majority of the coho run and get some data. I threw in some other numbers too, just in case it's fun and useful. We have the pink count this year. You know, it's an odd year, so it's low, but we're below 3,000 as of right now. The count for pinks seem to be stagnating. And then we have a count in the sonar that's, you know, quote-unquote other, and that just is a catch-all for whitefish, ciscos, and whatnot, and we're about 550,000. And I just think that's a fun number to throw out there.
Yeah,
let
me look at that. Ukutwani knukutwani sonarame kene tangkhluki pishita nakuttait ukuttakayak fitium kpiluki 118,826. Wow. That's a high number. Ukutlukangit ngitjali low akalutung nakutet atik silasrita. May ukulutung ngitjali 147,250. Makutlutoy akiyat ayak nilrit akatoy nakutet kuigilutung. Kwanitoy tang hotat ni 14%. Pikat renermi maya to kumtni 45,535. Dotten doi pitalit. Awa krisaklu abit klipuka amakai nampaita pinks. Pakna yukula apaklaka kwanik numberari tu maklini 2007-17. Ik tukuluk nganat ng tagam time. Maku nun su nuk nun asa nun tamaku ngogulutung nakut ngus-ngusiut. Tos maku jali asat ta nukat pilgit akaki git jingik lagat ta maku tlu seafish asat tlu like trout. Then tamakutoy asat pilrit jali khonik nakutait 548,624 ukut give or take dot biluku estimate number out kriska jali ilakang khutun akut report out khol ukuk malikin.
Kitsik koko miokliakakama. Nakaksik leka si teima. Nakaksakanak.
E. Chris, do you have anything to add to what's being reported here?
Well, I can just share when Madison was sharing the sonar counts for other fish like whitefish and trout.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, this is what I started thinking about. Earlier this week, our biology team received some fish from the sonar to share with ONC's science and culture camp that's going on right now. They worked with the students to do a fish identification and understanding the different parts of the fish, like the anatomy. And one of the fish that we got from the sonar was a rainbow trout in the main stem Kuskokwim, which surprised me because I thought those are mostly up the tributaries. But I started thinking about this story that a friend of mine in Gwythlak shared, that one time he was up fishing up the Gwythlak River and he caught a rainbow trout that had been tagged in a Bristol Bay tagging study. So somehow a trout from Bristol Bay swam all the way up the Gwythlak River and landed on his spoon. So I just started thinking about that. But yeah, it was, I think, a good experience for our biology team to work with the science and culture camp again. And if you see those students with ONC around town, just give them a wave, something like that. They're having a good time. So that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Madison? Do you have anything else to make report on?
Yeah, I can report some weird numbers if we're ready for that. I did want to make a comment, though. We had an interesting, in terms of fish identification off of the sonar, we had a Jack King that was kind of interesting because it was presenting like a coho. You know, it didn't have a dark mouth or anything like that, but the way we were able to figure out was like the chrome that happens on the tail on both of the lobes. So I just think it's funny. There's some interesting fish going on in that river, and we're starting to find them. But getting into the weird numbers, I have a lot, so please bear with me, but I'm trying to report it all. For the Salmon River in Aniak Weir, their Chinook passage was 439, and that was from the 22nd. And just to carry on with how I reported last time, that is a little bit below the five-year average. The five-year average for that date was 600. The George River passage of Chinook salmon, this would be for the 23rd, so yesterday, was 1,523. And again, that is below the five-year average of 2,582. The Kerguelen passage of Chinook salmon was at 5,658 as of yesterday, and that is an increase from the five-year average. The five-year average was 2,619, so quite a bump from that. The Takotna River Chinook passage was at 117 as of the 22nd, and that was just a little bit below the five-year average of 153, so not far off. Getting into Chum, the Salmon River Weir passage of Chum salmon was 992 as of the 22nd, and that is above the five-year average of 557. The George River Weir passage of Chum salmon was 2,558, just below the five-year average. The five-year average was 4,810. So we're kind of a little all over the place here. The Kerguelen passage as of yesterday was 14,013 chum salmon, and that is quite above the average of 2,616. Takotna River Weir passage of chum salmon was at 1,267. And that is above the five-year average of 674. And that was reported on the 22nd, so I do not have yesterday's number. For sockeye salmon in the Salmon River Weir, they just had a count of 2, and that's been the same for about a week. In comparison to the average, we were at 50. For the Kerguelen passage of sockeye salmon, the passage as of yesterday was 7,760, and that is above the average of 2,033. The last number would be the Talaquina sockeye salmon passage, and the passage was 69,879 as of the 22nd, and that is within the ballpark of the five-year average of 67,502. So that is all the weird numbers that I have.
Okay. That's interesting to know. Tris, do you have any other reports that you want to do? Oh, we have a caller online. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I got a question.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a question. How long are you guys going to issue these fishing periods? Until the Katko Queen freezes?
Yeah, Chris.
Aguna kaya ako na pila kahit sin takot la man na pikatas kan daw ko iki ako takso git risks na ang kap pila at kani August 17 nami ugot ang ugutum pistay ugutlo Katko Queen River Intertribal Fish Commission at umuulot sa ugutlo ng kani recent that hot mana restriction to state of not don't look site got in season manager at hogna unako ang work to my best refuge manager in season manager got to tali mauluting hogna Katko Queen River Intertribal Fish Commission amka in season manager at the umyalutksa ulutung magutangluki takutik tun pachuguluku to restrictionat liftagluki state amtunluku to gamay ansumten atlaniyakas tam tungutumidlani kukatlan nasi ni tamani lift asal tu restricts nat.
Jadi doi doten aipag ni tangkh suki akum apiutin pa makut kaki at pilrit tangkh suki taim lift akatku lift akluku pikatku una stay tamun sutun luku Statam aulu kakakce ka unna kuskuk film paingan ka ayakluku kawa betaim natun tikit kanun kuskuk film
kanganan
kanganan una su aku na anyak paksa ka bila kit kani anyak kamit kui kata paingan nun nini wital retau na tau na umrumau ratuk taim toy makutun su manatun bisci gatla su tamane ka.
Ya, mai teng anot saita ta tot makutun manatun na pilkan ka nit saita kudukun ka.
Ya, asam kacali apitun, do you have an answer for the gentleman's question, Tris?
Yeah, I can. So in addition to what Chris just shared in Yuchten, the co-managers are still meeting. It's never really our goal to manage all the way through. We want to fish just as much as everyone else. We just also want to conserve the salmon so our kids and grandkids and on can fish too. But last year and the year before were the first years we were co-managing through coho salmon, and restrictions lifted in mid-August. August 17, 2024 was last year. So it's too early to say this year. The federal special action goes until August 31 of this year. Yeah, okay, Chris is double-checking me. He's nodding. But we'll just keep meeting and we'll let the public know if the restrictions will lift sooner than that. It just depends on how the silver salmon come in. And so far they seem good, but it's still really early and too early to say whether it's going to be a strong run or not. So that's what I'll add.
Yeah, I think the reason why we're catching cohos in pretty high numbers already is because of the water. Mm-hmm. Water that is being pushed in is bringing in water. Mm-hmm. Madison, do you have anything to add to the gentleman's question?
No, it sounds like Chris and Therese answered it very appropriately. I will just say, you know, carrying on to the water and pushing coho in, you know, we're also having winds kind of, which wind is very, very important in funneling fish in. So we'll see how, once we kind of get on the other side of this weather, what those coho numbers do next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what our elders used to say. Gana wam gana kan anuksikilini pekan. It brings in fish. Mm-hmm. It brings in the water. It brings in fish, and I'm very hopeful that it will soon lift, and people will have the freedom to go out catching the tides, incoming tide, mm-hmm. the outgoing yes. tide. Mm-hmm. Right, those two middle, the change of the tide is what we try to catch. Mm-hmm. I concentrate on those highly, and staying in fish camp keeps me on the tip of my toes. You two young ladies have any other thing you need to say? Is he still online? Okay, he hung up. I pretty much think that you guys answered his question. That was in my mind too. Mm-hmm. When it would be possible for anyone to go out, and once those restrictions are lifted, this would be a question for you, Madison. We all know that we're restricted from Johnson River on up into the headwaters for half a shackle. Once it is lifted, would we be able to use a full gear out here, right in Battlefront or further on up? Would maybe any of you can answer if you have it?
That's a great question. You know, the state is has taken a backseat to management decisions because of the federal special action. As for gear type, you know, state has gear type and restrictions in place for the regulations. So what I would just say is to pay attention to any advisory announcements that are coming from the state and see if we comment on that or change. I can't speak to that right now, just with what our management is looking like right now. I'm sure when Sam comes back, she'd be a much better asset for those questions.
Okay.
But Chris could probably.
Chris, I was just going to pass it on to the mic to him.
Handover kami state amun state that biyulhumaktun bilagat. It's up to the state.
Okay.
Teresa Uzurunaklene yuktun kanaktawasanka kasad mumiktaklik.
Yeah, I was surprised too. Yeah. I was surprised with that.
Yeah. Tagom. nakakaka aguna kitsilqa my qatsu tngarluku maguta ki kiyuttait qanrut klermagt kitawai huatn yut magut amlhat doch pitarkating tawai pitarqlhat asam chang changi mixnerilutun khotoi laalhkaitn pilutun a naqsun rigilutun lupilhatta ikkhilaatallu suksoorngata tsunami pitalhatun toat mitanratal makutta makutlukha kawigilita pitklup mikkoatta tamakun tawnaanglhkait toi lu makut qakki et qailn taimaayo qatartatta pesukhuigut mikkuirlutun toi pikata mikkuirnerilkilit kho mikkurtorrilita
mikkurtut mikkuqatarngatut
ya
pikkaqsaitutsali
toi lu agunallimatanamma ayagni qaqhaallamtni qannarut qannarut qarkaqilqa unakhoni ya temporary special acts na taqqaqan anilkam atsak and title it manataku matuk ukutlu federal subsistence board at 20 biunakutsatun biunakutsiriluku federal in-season manager bilhkamak bilagat alakutama tsak and title it tamana toyatoruluku anguyartum tigoqam awluknartaqami awluklarqa toy niitlartugutta federally qualified subsistence users only title tamatsakun tamana toruluku pilart piwalartuqani una alakkutun kha una nilkaq tamatsakunna mana atulakhat
ya aguna sutauna federally recognize our maluting makut pilrit maku mingulutin ana nakin tikitof kenateng
no ya tokho maku nakmin makumi man nakmin makumi mani qusqufi mangleni nunani yuqtlqatangilulutin toi tsitseli una ilangqhluni khwatna federally qualified subsistence users apitka qathu ma toni nunani nqakhkhawut khwasqa kalikat ndamavt kistulut tawtnam qannut klaratillat tawam khwatn qanrumaluni kina emna mahavat qussuqfarmun taikuni alakhuta matsaakunna rural area ukmanna tkiskuni siuklemi alhakumitoi pissiganani alhakuqlutoi tkiilluku khalpluguluku nuna liuzngakuni maane kusqufagmi toi federally qualified subsistence user akhluni
after 1 year
yeah
one
year or more
qoyana qfaltamana nalqikhluku amlqtlukhi tamatum kap appartlartut chautchiqapeeranik federally recognized subsistence user awai алхакорлуни маани кусқуқфим аваттини виталлера а топ той тайтл лаг югналуни тотн тайм той маннапиллера яаптлу Maku miunguyak hungre me yavat Nunachbam tnunen kujamun upask Attaikuni Li takuman rituktohun Takuam ika yuchuk ngaluni Tagus tanaknik Ika yusuni piuk ngaluni Ika yutlkamikun sharing yuk ngaluni tamakunik unangnganik dot nayokok. Taim toy sasakput una akkar ikuklit ngahtkatahtukka jamkka asamk krisakwa ak keh paknutanilak saklamku akayokluku pikkanak sorluku pekka ilak kriyukubuku jamkka akut report alci khol jamkun kakngangkakubut
kiran kha magunak qakkiar nikummiun qarta ktuna qakha quyaqqalhula ratn rilari gwarata qaw kaft kizaralug manaya gulanipi pillami tema pisiq tkiskuni tarlu magut нэгтэрмио кумарлута пунэркарпакка плуунгэрчати магутта наавнерат умиоорнарингэрлутун какмнаса мутунгунэртухтук магутта наавнерат миттай аруутсигэлуки иллува иквайунарилуки тайматтай тэгэхээр гоот хпайлгата унаатруугат авохтгат аяачиханка тварэглута таматумктай кигэнумьонхтэгт
яа хуингаллуттои аяксайтохони хаттаачэккум кигэн паккэрлум ки тайм той утаакалартохи аххоқтлэркайтник like 2/3 or more арулрит пеката таммани кваттунга тхин кулуги пинританка
кумгайлинахтхин
я хони хотчали we have a caller макан мам трейлерник good afternoon
good afternoon ино
хакка
and good afternoon to all of you pretty quiet and pretty, I guess my people are content with fish. When this opening happening, and I'll maybe could announce it again. But to all of you, keep in mind, August will be the last time to go after silvers. I went out on the 17th, it's 80 foot, 5.5, 29 mesh, and I got reds and chums, and there was pointed whitefish also, but keep in mind the month of August, the last time to fill freezers and make salted fish, whatever they want, the last... had to have more openings, and I know we're having silver weather, but I haven't gone out yet, but they're the same at smelts. They bring this rainy weather we're having right now. We're kind of on the weather hold to pick berries too, and but I hope all of you have that frame of mind. I know a lot of people are waiting for the return of silvers, and I know there's Medicaid cuts and SNAP cuts, and I need to make that effort to have more drift openings. But you could announce when the openings are, and but anyway, in closing, you know the Dolan gold mine is a threat. Why? That tailings lake. We all watch on TV, national news, global warming, climate change happening, overraining, flooding places, where they're not supposed to be flooding. And the same thing will happen to that tailings lake they're going to have. And it's a threat to the Kutukum River, from the headwaters all the way to the coast. And we still need state fish and game and federal voice not to have that mine, because the Kutukum River is our food source. Okay, good afternoon.
Ii ko yana evan kala galutin. Ukukuani ta in terms. If you can do another announcement on those openers, young ladies.
There'll be an opener for drifts at Gillnet on July 27, 2025, from 7 a.m. and it'll be open until July 31st at 11:59 p.m. And there'll be another opener August 5th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and it'll be open for 12 hours.
Actually, Chris, you can pick up or Ilalugu.
Rod and Reel, okay.
Rod and Reel will be open on July 27th at 7 a.m. until further notice.
In all tributaries, that includes salmon bearing. Tributaries. August 5, 12 hours, Pitalamak, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Dorton, drift, Padua, looting, will drift, a looting, being a looting. Toy, Agaun, Remake, is can make it a pocket bow and Kusatovita, restriction, I will looting car. Magoon, a federally qualified subsistence user on an Iki Hotseklukey. Rod and Reel are looting at some that include almost good clicks of my look.
Do it, but you may have looting illa illa out the golden.
Yeah. Kaki and go, come young, it's hung. June.
Yeah, Anglanach, but Manachalitan Damacht. Tris, do you have anything to add?
Sure. First, I got a text from one of our fisheries biologists saying, the fish they received from the sonar was a Dolly Varden, not a rainbow trout. So, correcting myself. still a cool find and cool for the science and culture camp. But the rod and reel opportunity, just want to say I'm happy to hear it's happening. I know it's important for people in, you know, like Gweethluk. They love to go rod and reel on their river up in Aniak. The community has their annual silver salmon derby, so rod and reeling will open up in federal waters of the Aniak Box for all salmon starting Sunday, the 27th of July at 7 a.m. And I believe in state waters it's open too, just not for king salmon. So, so hopefully that'll be a good way for people, you know, outside of the gillnet opportunities. To fish for silvers and other fish up the tributaries. I know that's a lot of fun for families to go do and things like that. So I'm looking forward to it too. So I just wanted to share that, and we'll, you know, continue to share out any more openers on our website, on our Facebook and Instagram, and in our weekly Monday newsletter as well. So you can sign up for that on our website, cuscosalmon.org/newsletter. I think that's what I have to share. Koyana Sam.
Madison, do you have anything to add besides drawing on your paper?
I'm not drawing, I'm writing notes. Call me out for that. a little bit of departure, I guess, from what we were previously talking about, but I just want to talk briefly about, you know, we are starting river surveys, aerial surveys. The weather is starting to impact the upper river communities, but Sam wanted to report that she was able to get quite a few done. She surveyed the salmon Pitka Fork, Bear, Little Tozana, Gagaraya are done. And she got weathered in today, so couldn't complete some of the headwaters and upper river tributaries. But she's saying yesterday the conditions were great visibility and clarity, and it looks like there's lots of fish.
All right. Cool. We're dwindling down to 5 minutes of our talk, so and closing remarks, maybe a minute per person, starting with the interns, if you have anything to say to our listeners out there. You two first, and then we'll jump to Tris and Aron.
I'm excited to start picking berries. I want to taste some fresh aguruk. That's all I have.
Me too, and Koyano for listening.
Tris?
Yeah, just again, drift and set net fishing is open on the Kuskokwim from Kalskag Line down, starting Sunday at 7 a.m. until July 31st at 11:59 p.m. And then again on August 5th from 7 to 7. And KYUK has done a great job getting the PSAs and the word out on the radio. So just a big koyana chaknak to Matthew and the KYUK radio team for making sure all the listeners in the Delta are aware. Send us fish pictures and berry pictures. We love to feature them on our social media newsletters too. So information on our website. Koyana.
Chris?
Every Tuesday, fish commissioner. River White Carla do yakut every Tuesday at 10 unnakumi. If you consider that number and huinga zoom makalok join a lahan kat to hunlu yuta nasun regunga lahtuta nasun regunga lahakuta mat sulkat. No, 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 go.
That number that.
Yep, the Fish Commission's Tuesday at 10 a.m. teleconference number is dial 888-788-0099, meeting ID 8845584219, or you can give our office a call 545-7388. We can send you that info too.
Okay, thank you. Subsistence line, Pamani office ups ni atung ki 31 Javdramatanum
543-3151.
Yeah, down at the number of Atung at for subsistence line recording Aguluni Pituli. And Madison, closing remark.
Guyana, this is Madison with the state. Yep, all I'm saying is that we're trying to get those surveys done, hopefully be able to report some numbers, some pictures on our Facebook. And next week we will be having the working group meeting, and the number for that is 1-888-788-0099, or if you want to go through Zoom online, all of that information will be posted either Monday or Tuesday next week. If you have any trouble with that, reach out to the office.
Ni 27 namak 31 nak tikiluko Umiakaputoyatoluku Uskariachtoluta, Nkariachtoluta, Pinnachtiku, Tolchali, August 5, Down a Jelly Opener after 12 hours, Jalitoni, Kirtak Kauluni, Koyawi Kamchitamachi Renikta, Asagaluku Unam Katrunachput.